Self-Evident is a platform that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. And I know I say this every week, but this week I promise this will be a shorter episode. I'm hoping that I'm not going to go over 15 minutes simply because of the subject matter. We are going to be talking about The Bachelor, and I know that many people could care less. So I'm trying to condense my thoughts as much as possible so that it doesn't become a 45-minute rant on why I hate The Bachelor. But before we get into that, I want to tell you about an upcoming event that is actually coming up this weekend. So this is your last week to register if you are in the Midwest area. Illinois Family Institute is hosting their 11th annual Worldview Conference in Downers Grove, Illinois this year. And this year's topic is on the high calling of marriage and family. And it's kind of suitable that we're going to be talking about The Bachelor and how anti-family and in a lot of ways anti-marriage it is, as opposed to this conference. So this conference is meant for young adults. It's meant for people who are contemplating whether or not they want to get married, contemplating whether or not they want to have a family. And this conference is designed to just get us back to the foundations of what does it mean to be married? What does it mean to have a family? Why are these things high aspirations? We're going to be joined by some amazing men, Scott Phelps from the National Marriage Campaign and a sociologist from the University of Virginia, Dr. Brad Wilcox. This is going to be an amazing event that you do not want to miss. Go to illinoisfamily.org/events to sign up. That's illinoisfamily.org/events. Okay, Church Leaders last month released an article talking about The Bachelor, and some co-hosts of mine went on the radio talking about this article, but I just thought that we needed to have an episode in the bank on this. So author and theologian Caitlin Scheiss, I think I'm pronouncing her name correctly, recently took an unapologetic stance against Bachelor Nation. And Caitlin Scheiss is a theologian. She's a writer. She graduated from Dallas Seminary, and she is a regular co-host on the podcast called The Holy Post. And they gave her a segment on the podcast, and she just went bananas, basically, of why she views The Bachelor Nation and the shows that they produce, specifically The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, is very damaging for Christians to watch. Her thoughts are summed up as follows, quote, "You are enjoying watching people harm themselves, and that is wrong." That is the thesis of her argument. And the article goes into break down her argumentation, and I will, of course, link this below, link this in the description, etc., so that you guys can go read the article for yourself. It's a fantastic read. It's also a short read, so don't think that you're going to be on the hook for a 15-minute article. Sometimes these articles go on and on and on, but this one does not. I promise you that. So this obviously is a cultural hot take, because I see a lot of Christians in my feed or people that I follow that really love watching The Bachelor. They view it as very romantic, and they think it's really fun to watch all the drama. Love Island is another one that's kind of similar, or Love is Blind, or I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head. If you can tell, I'm not into reality shows like this. So I see this a lot on my personal feed of Christians that are just inundating themselves with this content. And I just found Church Leader's article on her stance and the comments that she made on the Holy Post podcast to be very thought-provoking for me, and it gave a lot of voice to why I don't like it. I've tried watching The Bachelor. I guess you could say I've tried loosening up a little bit and watching it. I don't enjoy it. I get like halfway through the season, and it gives me this icky feeling. You have these women that are so emotional, and they're vying for the same man, and he's playing everyone's hearts, and he's telling all of them basically that he loves them and that he has this connection with them and that he wants to see where this connection goes. And he's telling this to at least 15 different women, and it just gangs the women up on each other. It creates a lot of jealousy, and tensions rise, and people are mean to each other. And we view this as entertainment. We view people's emotions getting played on as entertainment. And Caitlin Scheiss actually notes that her bold take on The Bachelor Nation is that watching the show is spiritually malformative and even potentially sinful. And when she goes on to defend why she has this take, she says, quote, It does something to you to watch people intentionally or not harm themselves in body, soul, and mind. These contestants are willingly subjecting themselves to great spiritual and sometimes bodily harm, and they are constantly vying for different people's attention. I don't think humans were meant to be in a situation like that. And then she goes on to say that the producers intentionally pit the women and men against each other and try to get them to dig up childhood trauma, try to put them in embarrassing situations so that they'll cry and be all emotionally involved. And that is so true. If you've ever watched these Bachelor shows or The Bachelorette, same thing. Right now we're focusing on The Bachelor. And if you ever watch these shows, you can tell that they are told to dig up deep childhood trauma. Some girls will go into details of how they've been assaulted in the past, and it just leads to tears, understandably. And then the guy is having to console them. It's very psychologically damaging, I think, to put women in that position where you're told, hey, you need to be as emotional and vulnerable as possible about all these things that have happened in your life for millions of people to see, and so that you can possibly get this guy to like you. It's just very emotionally manipulative to me, if I'm being honest, that they need the content for the views. So they want these women to be as vulnerable as possible, to share as many details as possible, even if the details that they share. And I've heard some details and I'm thinking, girl, you should not have said that on national television. What were you thinking? But then you have to wonder of how much it was actually her choice. And maybe she was pressured into it. Like Shaisa's point is by the producers and the director saying, hey, we need more content here. You need to be a little bit more vulnerable. And going back to my main point of just how I've seen these different men who pretend like they can't get a date unless they go on this reality show. And if you see the men that are going on The Bachelor, there is no way that if they genuinely wanted to date and find a spouse and get married, have the same values as their spouse, that they would not go on a TV show, for crying out loud. These men should not have any trouble finding a woman to go on a date with them. Even the groundwork of the show of, oh, I'm just trying to find love and it's just been so hard for me to date. I just don't believe it, because the record of people that actually break up with their supposed love of their life at the end of the show when they get engaged and all that, the record of people that actually stay together is so low. I think there's only like two or three from my recollection that have actually stayed married to each other out of how many seasons now of both The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. I mean, this show does not work. So it's obvious that the show is meant for emotional drama and all of those things, which gets back to Shaisa's point. There's a lot of emotional manipulation that goes on in shows like this. And to get at the heart of the point before I continue my rant is that, should Christians really be entertained by this? Should we be entertained by a false idea of what it means to date, what it means to get married, what it means to get to know someone? Because once you make it to the fantasy suites, usually there's around three people left, and that's when you spend an overnight with the person, and it's implied that you're supposed to sleep with them, which from a biblical standpoint, of course, this is unacceptable behavior. So we're really promoting this strange idea of what it means to date, what it means to get married, the values that we're proposing for society, that if this was happening in any other context, one man dating that many women would never be accepted, or he would be looked down upon, or he'd be viewed as a player. Same thing with a woman. If she was dating that many men at the same time and emotionally playing them, I mean, what a horrible person. And yet, because it's a TV show, we're like, oh, it's fine. They can treat people like that, and they can manipulate like that, and they can lie basically to all of these people and say they're saying, having all these feelings for everyone at the same time. I just don't think, to Shaisa's point, that maybe that's something we as Christians should not find entertaining. And that if we do find it entertaining, we really need to ask ourselves why. Why do I find this weird idea of dating, of marriage, what it means to find a spouse, how we find a spouse, why do I find this emotional manipulation entertaining? I wouldn't want someone to play my heart like that. My goodness, if my husband had treated me like these men treat these women, of really getting to know you and then dumping you the next day because they just lost that feeling, I can't imagine how horrible that feeling is. So the fact that we view this as entertainment, Christian, I don't know. I tend to agree with Caitlin Scheiss that this is psychologically destructive. We watch it as entertainment. Maybe part of the cultural shift that needs to happen in our country when it comes to repenting to the Lord, when it comes to getting back to our Christian roots, when it comes to following Jesus, is maybe we need to start Christian forsaking shows like this. Maybe we need to start saying, you know what? I'm not going to watch The Bachelor anymore. It's not in line with God's design for marriage and family. It's become extremely sexualized. I don't want my eyes to be entertained by that. I don't want my soul to be entertained by empty nonsense like that. You know what? I'm not going to watch Love is Blind, or I'm not going to watch Love Island, or I'm not going to watch whatever other shows The Bachelor Nation produces. They produce so many. I'm not going to watch content like that because it's not beneficial for my soul. It's not purporting the values that I want in my life. It's making me think about things that I shouldn't think about. It's making me view people wrongly. So Christian, this is just a call to recognize that entertainment is powerful. Entertainment has an effect on us, that we need to be so vigilant in what we allow ourselves to be entertained by. And just in conclusion, maybe we should stop being entertained by The Bachelor. Well, this is all we have time for today. Like I said, this is a short episode, like I was intending it to be. I didn't want to drag it on and on and on because I have many, many more thoughts. Maybe we'll do a part two in the future. Who knows? We've done a lot of dating and marriage episodes in the past, but I just thought that this episode was very timely for the Marriage and Family Conference coming up this weekend. And you guys should attend if you are in the Midwest area. It's going to be great. All right. Until next time, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is Self-Evident.